The AccuWeather forecast, a mixture of sun and clouds, a high today near 15. Word coming this morning, Chris Christie, the governor of New Jersey, is getting out of the presidential campaign. More to come this morning. The Racine County Task Force on the Future of the Ridgewood Care Center is meeting tonight, third straight week of them getting together at the Isgrove office complex, still gathering data for a recommendation perhaps at a meeting in 2 weeks. The agenda tonight includes a teleconference with the retired Corporation Council from Jefferson County. That governing body sold their $14 million state-of-the-art nursing home several years ago. Racine County exec Jonathan Delagrave pointing out at the last meeting, the land on which that Jefferson County facility was built, well, that turned out to be just as controversial as the spending of the money and then later selling the building at a big loss.
And people were against selling the nursing home because of the parkland would be going away too, and they wanted to continue to keep the parkland. So there was a lot into that issue, but ultimately, you'll hear from the retired Corp Council, because I talked to the Jefferson County Board Chair, it really came down to dollars and cents, and do we continually hemorrhage cash versus saving 20 acres of parkland on a nursing home.
The meeting tonight will also get into the latest trends in county nursing homes, which, by the way, are not a statutory requirement. The Racine County Sheriff's Department and the State Patrol combined on a response this morning to a multi-vehicle accident before 6:30 along northbound I-94 near Highway 20. No injuries reported, but a handful of vehicles had to be removed by towing companies, one of them a Jaguar. Deputies and troopers were told about a silver truck that potentially caused the accident and then left the scene. That vehicle was observed just before 7:30 a.m. by a deputy and then stopped on Highway 20 near Highway C. U.S. Supreme Court agrees to halt enforcement of the president's sweeping climate change bill. Several states, including Wisconsin, had challenged it. John Stolness with that story.
And a victory for the coalition of 27 mostly Republican-led states and industry opponents who called the regulations an unprecedented power grab. By temporarily freezing the rule, the Supreme Court is signaling that opponents have made a strong argument against the plan. A federal appeals court last month refused to put it on hold. The plan by the Obama administration would aim to stave off the worst predicted impacts of climate change by reducing carbon dioxide emissions at existing power plants by about one-third by the year 2030. John Stolness, Washington.
In Madison, a bill allowing online voter registration while also eliminating deputy registrars for sign-up, that's been passed by the state Senate. Republican Devin LeMahieu is the author.
The one fallacy that's really been missed here is that we're eliminating voter registration drives. No, we're making sure everybody can do voter registration drives. I can go out now and do a voter registration drive.
He also says these changes bring greater security to the state's voter registration system. And the nonpartisan Legislative Fiscal Bureau says the state spent nearly $58 million more than was available on 8 programs last year, led by that computer system called STAR, soaking up the most additional money, $25.5 million. 54,000 units of off-insect repellents been donated by Racine-based S.E. Johnson to the County of Hawaii Civil Defense Agency in their local effort against mosquitoes, which can carry the dengue fever. More than 250 cases of that illness reported since the initial outbreak last fall. There's a new strain of bacteria causing Lyme disease infections in the upper Midwest. That's according to a report in the latest edition of the British medical journal Lancet. Researchers indicate the newly discovered bacteria appear to infect ticks throughout Wisconsin and Minnesota. The bacteria causing symptoms, though, that are different from those usually connected with Lyme disease infection. State Senate in Madison approves Governor Walker's interim appointment for State Railroad Commissioner. Racine-Kenosha Senator Van Wongard talked in favor of Yash Wadhwa, who's a civil engineer from Glendale.
I like the fact that he doesn't know that much about the railroads in general, because he's going to bring a fresh perspective. And he is going to be an active listener and get people involved that were not involved before.
6 Democrats crediting the work, though, of former commissioner and lawmaker Jeff Plaley. He resigned abruptly last month after comments made about possible GOP changes to the state's civil service system. Gas Buddy says Wisconsin and 8 other states in the Midwest right now are enjoying the lowest average gas prices since early 2004. A senior petroleum analyst says he would not be surprised if a few stations in each of the states at some point down the road, if things stay the way they are, dip just below the $1 a gallon mark. And UW-Madison Athletic Director Barry Alvarez trying to get back some of the $1 million he and his family lost in a Ponzi scheme. In his lawsuit against several Madison attorneys, Alvarez claims they committed malpractice when he hired them to look into Capital Investments USA back in 2005. The man who ran that organization pled guilty 6 years ago to securities fraud as part of a $930 million Ponzi scheme. This is going to be the 15th year of Downtown Racine Corporation's community art project. And because of the big success last year, plus the desire to have more banners downtown, the Celebrate Racine campaign is returning. Up to 50 original works will be selected, enlarged, then reproduced onto light pole banners. They will then be installed on those poles throughout downtown from June to October. Last year's banner collection will also be re-exhibited. Artists are being invited to submit two-dimensional entries from the visual categories of landmarks, architecture, history, traditions, innovations, attractions, landscapes, and people and events. The deadline for receiving the entries is April the 4th. The exhibit opens downtown on June 7th. A public hearing last night on the rezoning of three additional parcels connected to the Wilcombe development proposal at Green Bay Road and Spring Street lasted just 10 minutes at the Mount Pleasant Village Hall. The only person to speak was Charlie Hockma. He addressed the project once again as a whole, saying it's bad for that location.
It's my understanding that any of the trustees are within 300 feet of any commercial property, and for me to be within 300 feet or next to a commercial store or a filling station is like being next to McDonald's, and I didn't buy my house to be next to McDonald's or a filling station or be inconvenienced by everything that's going to be going on there.
Two of the parcels are on Ohio Street, the other on Sunnyside Avenue. They tie into the other 12 okayed earlier for rezoning by the Village Board. The approval process, though, still with several more hurdles. In Kenosha County, the Salem Town Board formally voted quite some time ago to oppose a roundabout at the intersection of Highways 83 and C, which the State Department of Transportation had been considering. Well, now officials for both sides may be talking about it some more. The town board this week deciding to ask for another meeting with the DOT, with no promise, though, about rescinding the earlier decision. Board Chair Diane Tazar, however, telling the Kenosha News she has changed her mind about the roundabout, which would cost about half as much as a regular signalized intersection. If the full city council in Kenosha concurs, action taken by the License and Permit Committee following a revocation hearing this week should put the Brat Stop out of the danger zone. That business facing a suspension of its liquor license for several violations over a two-year period. Committee voting this week to set aside an underage loitering citation for the purpose of assessing demerit points. If the full council goes along with it next month and if the business stays clean, the high demerit point total would gradually be reduced over time. That according to Deputy City Attorney Matt Knight.
They'll be in good standing. The long and the short of it is, once the procedure ends, the business will be in good standing.
But that may not end the situation for Jerry Rasmussen. He also operates a sister business called Brat Stop 2 downtown. That has been beset with problems as well, mainly an exceedingly high number of fight and disturbance complaints. The police chief and the mayor do have the authority to pull the cabaret license for the business if things don't improve. Real Racine going to play host to something a little bit different on Saturday, May the 21st, called Open House Racine County. It'll be free and rare access to more than 50 sites across the county, including government facilities, businesses, even well-known architectural landmarks. Visitors will get information about each location. The goal of Open House Racine County, to showcase the county's unique assets and to help enhance local resident perceptions of the county. There's an event website, www.openhouseracinecounty.com. He collected money and toys for Children's Hospital, and yesterday in Madison, a 9-year-old boy from Waterford was honored by the State Assembly as a hometown hero. Vance Wilkes, while a patient at Children's, decided the hospital needed more toys. So the past couple of years, he's collected more than 1,000 toys and raised some $1,800. Caledonia Representative Tom Weatherston, hoping that Vance continues that effort, also praying the young man gets past any of his own health issues, says he's a hero not only in his hometown, but also to hundreds of kids who stay at Children's Hospital. Vance Wilk, now among a handful of people from around the state, to receive the Hometown Hero Award. The Racine County Board last night unanimously approving that resolution to name Harbor Park at Reef Point Marina for the late County Executive Len Zilkowski. Current County Exec Jonathan Delagrave, who proposed the idea, said it took courage for Zilkowski back then to push for developments of the marina.
Mr. Zilkowski to put himself out there and might have not been politically the easiest thing to do, but I think there are lessons to learn from all of us that sometimes things worth doing are hard.
A ceremony to rename the park will be held this spring. His family to be invited. Len Zilkowski passed away 20 years ago this year at the age of 51. State assemblies approved a bill to increase the maximum compensation available to anybody wrongly convicted of a crime. Brookfield Republican Dale Kuyenga is a sponsor of the measure, which passed unanimously.
What this bill does is it recognizes that even in Wisconsin in the year 2016, is every now and then our justice system breaks down. And it breaks down because no man's perfect.
That bill would increase the maximum yearly payout from $5,000 to $25,000 and cap the overall payout at $1 million. It now heads to the Senate. Look for a romantic comedy about Packers fans in the theaters early next year. The final scenes of The 60-Yard Line to be shot in Green Bay next week. Producer and star Ryan Churchill telling the Milwaukee Business Journal this movie will include past and current players like Amon Green and John Kuhn. The goalie says for the movie's release during the playoffs. Single-game tickets for Brewers games coming up this season going on sale in just over 2 weeks. Team announcing they'll begin to sell those single-game tickets as part of the annual Arctic Tailgate event on February the 27th. And word from California today that caddies, golf caddies, they've lost their class action lawsuit against the PGA Tour, claiming they were forced to wear bibs that made them human billboards. The ruling coming just over a year after the lawsuit, which grew to include 168 caddies, was filed in federal court in Northern California. All right, your weather forecast is coming up. I'm Tom Karkel, WRJN News.